Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Look out. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. Birthdays, the composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, born this day in 1873. Debbie Reynolds is 82 today.
Good morning to you and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
On this day in history, April 1st, 1957, the staid, proper, old BBC actually pulled this April Fool's stunt.
The last 2 weeks of March are an anxious time for the spaghetti farmer. There's always the chance of a late frost, which, while not entirely ruining the crop, generally impairs the flavor. Spaghetti cultivation here in Switzerland is not, of course, carried out on anything like the tremendous scale of the Italian industry. Many of you, I'm sure, will have seen pictures of the vast spaghetti plantations in the Po Valley.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlborough Country.
On this day in 1970, the beginning of the end for cigarette ads on TV, as President Nixon signs a bill banning cigarette advertising on TV and radio. In 1985, a huge upset in the NCAA men's basketball championship game as Villanova surprises mighty Georgetown. Brent Musburger broadcast the game. This is from ESPN.
So with about 2 minutes to go, I said they're going to pull this off.
And Villanova has moved to the brink of capturing this championship.
Villanova had done it. Realize that it was one of the biggest upsets in the history of the NCAA tournament.
Molly, nobody thought they could do it.
Oh, no one thought we could do it, but I did.
Number one on the charts, 1952, 9 weeks at the top of the charts, K-Star and Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune.
KETR events calendar this Saturday, April 5th, the 18th Annual Cotton and Rural History Conference at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville, featuring keynote speaker Dr. Sven Beckert, Laird Professor of American History at Harvard University. The deadline for reservations is today. And for additional information, please call 903-450-4502, 903-450-4502, or see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Lily Tomlin. The trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Here at KETR, we appreciate very much the time you spend listening. Because you listen, consider making a contribution to this public radio station during our spring 2014 membership drive. It's easy to do. Just call 800-882-KETR or visit ketr.org and click support this station. And thanks. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, I've been reading a little bit about cattle rustling, of all things, in Delta County.
It is, in Delta County and Hopkins County. In fact, there have been 60 cases since June 2012, and they're investigating. They've got a few leads, and they're working on trying to get those people stopped.
That sounds like something from Gunsmoke or Bonanza or an old TV show from the 60s, doesn't it? But I guess if cattle have value, just like anything else, and if people think they can get a hold of them, they'll try to do it.
Absolutely, yeah. Farmers have been really on alert. You know, they get a lot of loose livestock calls, the Sheriff's Department does, and now they're really tuning in on those to see if it's not just somebody going cutting gate fences and such.
Is that the method? They go and they cut the barbed wire fence? And
yes, and just let them out.
Wow.
And then they load them up in a trailer and haul them off.
Let them out and then load them up, which is not as easy. I don't know about cattle. I know horses are very difficult to load. Horses have a mind of their own when it comes to that. I don't know about cattle, but they just load them up and they're gone probably very, very quickly.
Yes, and some of them don't have brands or tags, and it's making it even more difficult for them to track. So.
How many did you say had been taken?
60 head.
60 head in the past, getting close to about a year's time.
Yeah, and it's just spread to Delta County recently. It had been happening in Hopkins County, but we've had several cases in the last few weeks. Mm. So,
any particular breed of cattle?
I'm not really sure. I believe they've taken just various.
Just whatever they can, whatever they can get, yeah. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. We're getting close to summertime. More people will be going to Cooper Lake. And still pretty low.
12 feet low, in fact. Yeah, they're really having a hard time getting boats on the water. We can't hardly launch any boats. Flat bottom is pretty much what you see out on the lake right now. So
because anything else will bottom out. Mm-hmm. Will not be able to navigate.
Well, you can't even launch from any of the boat ramps right now. So there's just not enough water.
Is this all about the drought?
Yeah, it's been continuously building up. It's just, you know, there's just not much water. They're pumping water out of our lake continuously, so it just makes a big difference.
Well, of course, and people know that a lot of water goes out of Cooper Lake over to the Metroplex area for drinking water.
Yes.
For the use of the cities, and of course, the drought in that area is the same as the drought here, and so they're pumping more water out of Cooper Lake because it's dry over there, and it just is kind of a vicious cycle.
Exactly.
I suppose.
Yeah, and they're going to be dredging it. And that's going to make it better for them to get water. You know, that'll take the sediment out of the water, and they're going to pump the water back in. So,
all right. Well, now you kind of cover Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County also, and there's some excitement in Sulphur Springs. A lot going on over there, seems like, of late. But they have a brand new renovated city hall in Sulphur Springs. Tell me about it.
It looks really great. They renovated the old, what would have been the library. But before that, it was the post office. And they've tried to preserve many items from the post office days. They have this old stamp vault still there, and original chandelier that hangs on the outside, and the marble staircase. And they spent about $3 million and added an additional 5,000 square feet on the back of the building, and it looks really great.
Now, this has not, up until now, this has not been the city hall then.
No, it has been a vacant building.
I see. So they've moved from a previous city hall into this renovated
building.
It's
about a block away.
Yeah, so. Downtown Sulphur Springs?
Yes. Yes, on the corner of Connolly and Davis. So,
you know, it's somewhat similar in Greenville in that the old post office over there has been renovated in recent years. They're not using it for City Hall, but they use it for a variety of functions. And
a civic center.
Yeah, civic center kind of thing. Very nice.
And they're going to do something similar to that here. They're going to offer a mornings farmer's market on the south side. They've made a great big porch, kind of a veranda-looking thing, and it'll have picnic tables and such, and it'll be great.
I'll tell you, anyone who's not been to Sulphur Springs in a few years really should go, because
yes,
they have done some remarkable things downtown Sulphur Springs.
Celebration Plaza is what they're calling it.
Tell me about also, there's a benefit event for a young woman named Lacey Jones, and this will be Saturday, April 5th.
Yes, she is. She's been wheelchair bound since her senior year. She was in a car accident in Cooper real close to graduation day. And she has been selected as a candidacy for stem cell research, where she'll have surgery and hopefully be able to regain her ability to walk. She's in a wheelchair. She's currently actually running for Miss Wheelchair Texas.
What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Wheelchair Texas.
Yes, and she's very excited about it.
So. Tell me about this event then, April 5th. Where and what's going to be going on?
Be at the Civic Center. They're going to have a dessert auction, and they'll have some live entertainment.
The evening of April 5th.
Yes.
All right, good. Cindy, thanks for stopping by, having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.